Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. Yes, it is time for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And today, on the podcast, we have so many exciting things, it just boggles the mind. Pardon me a moment while I let my mind be boggled. Yes, amazing. Anyway, so many good things today, so many good things. As a matter of fact, before we even start the podcast, I need to remind you that this is Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, the podcast for July 22nd. Oh my, we're just getting, it's amazing. The month of July, here it is, the hottest month of the year. And it's just going through so fast. We're getting past it. Before we know it, we'll be into August. I just don't know where this year is going. I don't understand it. At any rate, as you know, your doctor sometimes gets a mite confused. And I don't know what it is. Just a little while ago, it was June. You know, now here's almost, oh well, never mind. Anyway, I don't know what it is with me and time. There's something about time that just somehow boggles the mind. This seems to be a boggling podcast today. So, I think we need to refresh our memory about what we're here for and what we're about. The very essence of who we are here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. First of all, you must know that this, Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a podcast. And as a podcast, we are a proud member of the TechPodcast.com network.
This show is a proud member of the TechPodcast.com network. Find out more about this show and others at www.techpodcast.com. Tech Podcast. If it's tech, it's here.
Yes, indeed. See, we're establishing parameters here. If it is tech, then it's here. If you're looking for tech, you have come to the right place. Now, to further establish what we're doing today. After all, remember, we're boggled. It's just, it's too much. So, we need to establish what it is we're doing. And we are podcasting. Or at least I'm podcasting. You're pod listening, if that's a term. At any rate, the point is, podcasting is a term that's been thrown around a lot. And I think we need to go to an expert to explain exactly what podcasting is. And so I've enlisted the aid of a mighty man of wisdom on the internet, The Ninja. You say, who is The Ninja? The Ninja is the spokesman on the podcast, vidcast, whatever you want to call it, called Ask a Ninja. Now, this is where you, the public, get to ask a ninja questions, and he answers them. He has a special delivery on what is podcasting. And I think today, since we are boggled, we need to hear what the ninja says podcasting is.
What I am, ninja, he's ninja, she's ninja too.
Ask a Ninja, special delivery. What is podcasting? People over the age of 12 have asked the Ninja, what is podcasting? Right now, you've got stuff out there like TV, which is like a piece of wood. It's not even, it's as interesting as watching grass grow. It's as interesting as watching wood be wood. Podcasting is active. Brass tacks. On one end, you got the kid. Let's call him Jason. And he's bored. And he's sitting there going, what's cool, dude? Yes, because that's the way kids talk right now. Jason is a whale. And he's swimming around the internet. And he's in a whole pod of whales. That's where the term comes from. And they're looking to eat stuff. And the content on the internet is the brine. And it's just like, okay, there's another shrimp. And there's another stupid one video. And there's a guy yelling at a brick wall. That's interesting. And then, oh, look, there's Eva Longoria juggling a chainsaw. And, but then he comes across us, a podcast, every week, consistent content coming at him like, kia, kia, kia. And then if I kept doing that, you'd see it's on a regular basis. I go, kia. But it's consistently coming at him like an apple pie. And if you're a whale and all you've ever eaten is shrimp and then somebody gives you an apple pie, you're like, holy smokes, this is delicious. And then when you find out that there's a factory that produces apple pies every week, then those whales just line up outside the factory and then we feed them apple pie. That's the simplest way to explain it. We are a factory that produces apple pies for whales. I look forward to feeding you apple pie soon. Well, that doesn't sound threatening at all, does it?
No, I'm not sure it should sound threatening, because podcasting is for you. Yes, my friends, we do it all for you. Touching, isn't it? At any rate, at least now we know what we're doing here. We're podcasting. So if you're a whale, then welcome to the podcast. All right, let's move on to the tech news. Remember, if it's tech, it's here. So let's get into the tech news. First of all, this week, Microsoft buys Winternals and Sysinternals. Basically, the company, the guy that did Winternals and Sysinternals, Microsoft bought him out. Can't say I'm terribly happy about that, because Winternals, Sysinternals, particularly Sysinternals, has provided tremendous freeware for the Windows world for years and years and years, and does a great job, and they update their utilities, and I use a lot of their utilities at work, notably the SID, new SID tool to change the SID of a system. I know that's horribly geeky. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I even brought it up, but it's something that I use from Sysinternals. Anyway, point being, it's really cool stuff, and hopefully the gentleman, Mark Rusinovich, who founded Sysinternals and who Microsoft bought out, will be able to maintain that site, even though Microsoft may shut it all down. It's really kind of sad. As soon as people across the internet heard that Microsoft had bought, well, you know, Mark, well, I won't say they bought him. I mean, well, never mind. Anyway, point being is when people found out, they went to his website and they started madly downloading all of his free utilities before Microsoft had a chance to cut them off. And it brought his site down, and he had to go move his site to a bigger pipe, you know, which he never had to do before, because there wasn't this threat of Microsoft stopping him. And we don't know that they will, you know. Maybe they won't. Maybe. So, anyway, interesting news. Somewhat sad news in the geek world. I even heard Leo Laporte go, "Oh," when he heard. So, it's kind of a universal thought among geeks, I suppose. All right, next item. A good primer. You know what a primer is, right? We're defining things today. After all, since we're boggled, we're defining things. And in the definition, we should include primer. Primer is something that gives you the prime, the essence, the understanding of something at a basic level. That's just my definition. I have no idea if that's the real definition, but it'll work for us. Anyway, a good primer on net neutrality is this link that I have provided about net neutrality. And, you know, I know I talk about that a good bit, and it's just that it really bugs me that these companies, that notably the telecoms, are trying to create an internet that we would be second-class citizens on. That just really bugs me. We need to call our senators and tell them, dudes and dudettes, please vote against this. It's just not right. At any rate, check that link out. Go click it, read it. I won't take the time to do it on the podcast today, but it's a really, really good example of what net neutrality is all about. All right, next item. This is one that occurred to me as I woke up one morning. Now you're going to say, Dr. Bill, let me get this straight. You were laying in bed asleep. You woke up and you remembered you were dreaming, and you were dreaming about email. Yeah, that's right. I'm sure you're thinking to yourself, Dr. Bill, you must live a sad life. No, not really. It's just that I'm really, really into computers and geeky things. And so, when I woke up and had this dream about email, it occurred to me, there's a reason for this. We won't get into that reason right now. However, the point is that in my dream I had a revelation. The revelation was that if you use an email feature that is available in many email clients, notably Outlook, to give an out-of-office message when you go on vacation, you will be helping spammers. Now, you may say, what? Me? Help spammers? Yes, indeed. Now, there are many ways to help spammers. And when I talk about helping spammers, I'm not talking about helping to reform them. I'm not talking about shooting them in the head. No, that would help us, not them. Okay. No.